in order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in his justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of his will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed-for height, which is paradise. It's addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, "Now stride upwards vigorously." Responsibility. This question is always one of the first, because the vast majority of people would be only too glad to throw off all responsibility and cast it on anything rather than themselves. That this is in fact self-humiliation cause them no concern here. In this respect, they are really remarkably humble and modest, but only so that they can live in all the more merrily and unscrupulously. It would indeed be so wonderful to be permitted to gratify all one's wishes and calmly to let all one's desires run riot, even at other people's expense, without having to atone for it. If necessary, the earthly laws can be evaded and conflicts avoided. Under their cover, the more adept can even rake in quite a successful haul and do anything that would not stand up to any moral examination. In addition, they often even enjoy the reputation of being especially capable people. Thus, with a little shrewdness, one could really live very comfortably according to one's own ideas, if there were not something somewhere that awakened an uneasy feeling, if from time to time there did not appear a rising disquiet that, after all, many a thing might be somewhat different from how one's own wishes shape it. And indeed, it is so. The reality is serious and inexorable. The wishes of men can bring about no deviation whatsoever in this respect. Adamantine stands the law. What a man sows, he will reap many times over. These few words hold and convey much than many a person thinks. They correspond minutely and exactly to the actual process of the reciprocal action resting in creation. No more appropriate expression could be found for it. Just as the harvest yields a multiple of the seed, so man always receives back, greatly multiplied, what in his own intuitions he awakens and sends out according to the nature of his volition. Thus, man bears spiritually the responsibility for everything he does. This responsibility begins already with the making of the resolution, not just with the accomplished deed, which is simply a consequence of the resolution. And the resolution is the awakening of an honest volition. There is no division between this world and the so-called beyond, but all is only one single immense existence. The whole mighty creation, visible and invisible to man, gears together like an amazingly ingenious, never-failing mechanism. It does not function separately. Uniform laws support the whole, penetrating everything like knife strands, holding it together and affecting each other in constant action and reaction. When schools and churches speak of heaven and hell, of God and the devil, this is right. It is wrong, however, to explain it as good and evil powers. That must at once plunge every serious seeker into error and doubt. For where there are two powers, there must also logically be two rulers. Hence, in this case, two gods, a good one and an evil one. And this is not the case. There is only one creator, one God, and hence only one power, which streams through all that exists, animating and furthering it. This pure creative power of God flows continuously through the whole creation in it and is inseparable from it. It is to be found everywhere, in the air, in every drop of water, in the growing rock, the struggling plant, the animal, and naturally also in man. There is nothing where it will not be. And just as it flows through everything, so it also streams unceasingly through man. Now, the latter is so constituted that it resembles a lens. Just as a lens collects the sun's rays streaming through it and passes them on in concentrated form, so that the heat-giving rays, united on one spot, singe and set on fire. So man, by virtue of his specific nature, collects through his intuition the power of creation streaming through him and passes it on in concentrated form through his thoughts. According to the nature of this intuition and the thoughts connected with it, he thus guides the self-acting creative power of God to good or evil effect. And that is the responsibility which man must bear. Therein also lies his free will. You, who often seek so strenuously to find the right way, why do you make it so hard for yourselves? In all simplicity, picture to yourself how the pure power of the Creator flows through you and how you guide it with your thoughts in a good or in an evil direction. There you have it all, without trouble and without racking your brain. Consider that it lies with your simple intuiting and thinking whether this mighty power will evoke good or evil. What a furthering or destructive power is thus given to you. You need not exert yourselves till you perspire. You need not convulsively cling to some so-called occult practice in order to reach through every conceivable and inconceivable physical contortion that is completely worthless for your true spiritual upward swinging. Cease this time-wasting trifling, which has so often become painful torment, signifying nothing else than the former self-scourgings and mortifications practiced in the monasteries. It is only another form of the same thing, which can bring you as little gain. The so-called occult masters, pupils, are modern Pharisees. In the truest sense of the word, they are the true reflection of the Pharisees at the time of Jesus of Nazareth. Realize in pure joy that through your simple, good-willing intuiting and thinking, you are able, without effort, to guide the one and mighty power of creation. The power will then take effect exactly according to the nature of your intuition and your thoughts. It works by itself. You need only guide it. This takes place in all simplicity and unassumingness. No erudition is required for this, not even reading and writing. It is given to each of you in the same degree. In this, no difference exists. Just as a child playing with a switch can turn on an electric that produces tremendous effects, so is it given to you through your simple thoughts to guide divine power. You may rejoice over this, may be proud of it when you use it for the good, but tremble if you fritter it uselessly away or even employ it for impure purposes. For you cannot escape the laws of reciprocal action that rest in creation. And if you add the wings of the morning, the hand of the Lord, whose power you thus misuse, would strike you through this automatic reciprocal action wherever you wished to hide. Evil is brought about with the same pure divine power as good, and it is the kind of use made of this uniform power of God, left to the free choice of each one, that bears within it the responsibility which no one can escape. Therefore, I call out to every seeker, keep the heart of your thoughts pure. By so doing, you will bring peace and be happy. Rejoice, you ignorant and weak ones, for to you is given the same power as to the strong. Therefore, do not make it too hard for yourselves. Do not forget that the pure self-creating power of God streams through you, and that you too, as human beings, are enabled to give a definite direction to this power through the nature of your inner intuitions, that is, of your volition, for good as well as for evil, destructively or constructively, bringing joy or sorrow. Since there is only this one power of God, the mystery of why in every serious final struggle the darkness must retreat before the light, evil before good, is also cleared up. If you guide the power of God to the good, it remains undimmed in its original purity and thereby develops a much greater force. Whereas, with the dimming into the impure, a weakening takes place at the same time. Thus, it is the purity of the power which in any final struggle will always work effectively and be decisive. Everyone feels to the very fingertips what is good and what is evil, without a word said. To brood over it would only cause confusion. Dull brooding is a waste of power. It is like a swamp, a clammy mire, which paralyzingly clutches and suffocates all within its reach. But a brisk cheerfulness tears apart the spell of brooding. You need not be sad and depressed. At any moment, you can set out on your way to the height and make good the past, whatever it may be. Do nothing more than think of the process of the pure power of God always streaming through you. Then you yourselves will shrink from guiding this purity into the unclean channels of evil thoughts. Because without any effort, you can equally attain to what is highest and noblest. You only need to guide it. The power then works on by itself in the direction you desire. Thus, happiness or unhappiness in your own hand. Therefore, raise your head proudly and face everything freely and courageously. Evil cannot approach unless you call it. As you wish it, so will it happen to you. End of quote. Debate, Sunday, 22nd February 2015, Venue, OGS Plaza, Ajumo Bus Stop, Ajumo, Ogun State. Topic, The Earth is a School, While Paradise is the Actual Home of Man. Time of Lecture, 4 p.m. Also, on Sunday, 22nd February, Venue of Lecture, Grail Information Center, Tombia / Amasoma Road by Ziak Hotel, Etegwe, Yenagoa. Topic for lecture, Human Existence and Success. And on Sunday, 1st of March 2015, another lecture comes up, Venue, Maximum Tees Hall off Agbado Road, Alakuko, Lagos. Topic is based on the Grail message in Yoruba language. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. And in Nasarawa, there is a public lecture coming up. Date, Sunday, 15th of March, 2015. Venue, Nurses House by Lafia Township Stadium, Lafia. The topic is based on the Grail message. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. Genuine seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298. Or 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. We have some text messages here. Somebody wants to know, what are demons? And what is their origin? Demons are the evil products of the human spirit. Demons are produced from the evil volition, the intuitive evil volition of man. That is how demons come into being. When a man thinks in an evil way, either out of envy or hatred or jealousy, this his volition comes from this intuition. Because it comes from deep within his heart, a form that has the same nature as the nature of his intuition will take on form, a shape. And this form or this shape will first of all be within the producer. Then after a while, it will stand beside him and it will be connected with it. This form will then be attracted by other similar forms that are more powerful, or it will attract others to itself. And eventually, it will find itself in the assembly point of similar forms. These forms, because it comes from deep within the heart of man, as it has absorbed spiritual power as well as substantial power, and these are the demons. When it is formed as a result of evil volition of man, these are the demons. But if, for example, the man who has produced these demons now turn to do what is right, and eventually good is established within him, this demons he has produced will no more be able to be connected with him, although he still has to pay for the consequences. But when he is no more connected with these demons will not cease on that account, because in their coming to existence, they have absorbed spiritual power as well as substantial power, and they will continue to be in existence and be seeking souls or human beings who are weak or where they can attach themselves to cause harm or damage. And so that is how demons come into being. They are not productions of the Almighty Creator, but they are the evil products of the human spirit. Ahmed is calling from Kaduna.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I sent a message to you last month, sir.
What is the message?
I said that it is true that Muhammad was the messenger of Allah.
Whether Muhammad is what?
And you said that Muhammad was the messenger of God.
Yes, Prophet Muhammad was a messenger of the Almighty Creator.
My question, sir.
Yes.
I want to understand that how is it that some Christians do not believe in Muhammad since he is a messenger?
You don't need to bother about those who do not believe that. If they do not believe, that is their own problem. But Muhammad was a messenger of the Almighty Creator, was sent to the people of Arabia. In fact, his main assignment was to tell the people about the Almighty Creator and to remind them of what Jesus Christ taught the people and to tell them about of the judge of God at the end of the time. And he fulfilled his mission. And he was also the last prophet the Almighty sent to mankind. All right, let's take another text message here. Is tithing compulsory in the church when we have poor people in need that you can help? Is there really any forgiveness? Now, our Lord Jesus Christ said, love thy neighbor as thyself. So, really, it is the neighbor that you should concern yourself with. Help your neighbor. Help where help is needed. And then help those who are actually in need. But tithing was an injunction given at a certain time for a certain purpose. Unfortunately, it has been abused. Even Jesus Christ chastised the priest that time that they care more about the tithe than the weightier aspect of the law. So today, when you give tithe, it only links you to your church. It does not, at the same time, link you to your Creator. The tithe you give does not give you a space in heaven. It does not. The only thing that can link man with his Creator is for man to understand the will of God, which manifests as the laws of this creation, and to obey this law. Only then that man can be linked with his Creator. David is calling from Kaduna. Hello, David.
Good evening.
Good
evening. Yes. This is David calling from Kaduna.
Yes, go on, please.
Okay, please. I really want to know about the second coming of Christ because he promised his disciples when he was about to return to heaven and he still come back again. So, is that part of scripture? How can you? I want you to throw more light on.
All right. Now, Jesus Christ made two pronouncements concerning this. When he was speaking with the disciples, he said, very soon you will not see me. Very soon you will see me again. You see, that was around the time when he knew that he was going to be killed. So that statement was referring to the fact that soon they will kill me, and you will not see me. But shortly after that, I will appear to you. And after his death, he appeared to his disciples. But by and large, he already told us that he is going back to his Father, and we shall henceforth not see him. In the Gospel of John, he said, albeit the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will remind you. It will reprove the world of sins and of righteousness and bring the judgment. I, however, go to the Father, and you shall henceforth not see me. I came forth from the Father, I'm coming to the world, again I leave the world, I go to the Father. So he told us that he will send the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, who will enlighten men. He will tell you things that you cannot understand now. Because there are many things I like to tell you, but you cannot bear it. But the Spirit of Truth will tell you. So Jesus Christ has already said that we should not expect him to come, but he will send the Spirit of Truth. So the one who is truly seeking, who is genuinely seeking, should be looking to understand this Spirit of Truth, Jesus Christ, promised to send. And he has also told us how we can recognize this Spirit of Truth, the bride. And he said that he will reprove the world of sins and of righteousness. He will teach you all that I cannot teach you now. And then he will bring the judgment. So the genuine seeker should open his eyes, open his inner ears, and open his heart so as to recognize the word of the Spirit of Truth that is reaching him, and then learn to know him as he is. It is only then that he can also be like the wise virgins who had enough oil in their lamp to recognize the bridegroom. And it will not be like the foolish virgins who did not have sufficient oil in their lamp, and they did not recognize the bridegroom. The bridegroom in this case also refers to the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, who will bring man all knowledge. Okay, another text message. Please, what is the difference between Jesus and Emmanuel? Now, this is a very important question, and also what has been causing a lot of confusion among so-called believers. Jesus Christ is the inborn Son of God. He is the love of God. Emmanuel is the outborn Son of God. He is the justice of God. These two are the two sons of the Almighty, love and justice. All right, Kele Chukwu is calling from Maraba. Hello, Kele Chukwu.
Yeah, Doctor, good evening.
Good evening.
Must commend you for a good job you're doing out there.
Thank you very much.
I have a question for you, Doctor.
Please, go on.
Hope you can hear me.
Yes, go on, please.
All right. The first question I want to ask is, what would one do in order for him to inherit paradise? That's the first question.
All right.
And the second question, you said, you talked about intuition, right?
Yes.
Yes. And basically, for what to be true, you have to live a righteous life, true of us.
Yes.
True, right?
Yes.
Yes. And how will one be more conscious of the life he or she will live in order for him to abduct or to be able to be in tune with this intuition you are talking about?
All right, okay. Now let's talk about your first question. How to inherit paradise. Now our Lord Jesus Christ has already told us. He said, it is not those who call me Lord, Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. So that is how we can enter the kingdom of God, to do the will of his Father. And what is the will of God? The will of the Almighty Father manifest as the laws of this creation. It is therefore the duty of every human being who is desirous of going to the kingdom of God to know these laws. He must experience them himself if he really wants to be sure of the way. And a study of the great message will help him in that regard. And as to the intuition, how to recognize the intuition. the first impression we have on any matter or any situation is always the right one, and that is the intuition. All right, Ibrahim is calling from Kaduna. Ibrahim, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You are on, Ibrahim.
Yes.
Go on with your question.
Hello, sir.
You are on. We are hearing you.
Hello?
Oh. All right. Ibrahim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go on with your question.
My question is that. Hello?
Go on. Just go on talking.
Sir?
Go on.
Hello?
All right. So the see, talking about the difference between Jesus and Emmanuel is also synonymous with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself is personal, just like Jesus Christ is personal. It's not an impersonal power. He is personal. He is the Spirit of truth. In the Bible, when in Genesis you are told that, and the Spirit of God hovers above the waters, that is the Holy Spirit. During the process of creating, it is through the radiation of the Holy Spirit that everything came into existence. The creation came through his radiation. And that is also why it's called Son of Man. That is that Son of God through whom man came into existence. Alright, Ibrahim is back. Hello, Ibrahim.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go on with your question.
Yes, sir.
Go on with your question.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are listening to you. Just talk.
Hello?
Talk. Well, the telephone number is to call 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. All right, another caller is here. Richard, no. Chinwendu is calling. No. Hello.
Yes, yes.
Good evening. Yes. Go on. Go on, please.
Is there life after death?
All right. There is life after death. This earth life is only just a small part of our entire existence. Before we came into this earth life, we were existing. When we leave this earth life, we continue to exist. Before a child is born, it is not at the time the child is born that the soul start to exist. There are so many souls, uncountable number, in the beyond that are struggling to come into this earth plane for experiencing, to come and redeem the errors and improve themselves. So this earth life is only one part of existence. There is actually no division between this life and the beyond. It is one existence. One power streams through the whole. And so when a man dies, he only shares the physical body. The soul continues to exist and continues to live. But it will live in that region of the beyond it has prepared for itself according to how it has lived its earth life. Etim is calling from Abuja. Hello, Etim. Hello, Etim. Etim, are you there? Hello? Go on.
Okay.
Your question.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hello, sir.
Yes, we are hearing you. You are on.
Sir, my question is this. Is it right for someone to be attending two or three churches at the same time? As in, not like in the same day, but just on, in that person's way of life, decide to be attending.
What is important is not whether you attend one church or several churches. All right. It's not whether you attend one church or several churches. That is not the issue. The issue is, when you attend the church, do you understand the will of the Almighty? Do you understand the laws of the Creator? Are you striving to follow it? That is the greater question. So it's not whether you are sticking to this church or you are going to that church. And that is not the issue. It is not the church that will give you salvation or the mosque you attend. Salvation does not lie in the religion you hold, but it lies only in the truth, in the recognition of the truth, in the recognition of the laws of the Creator, and in obeying these laws. That is where salvation lies. So if you are a truly seeking soul, first thing is, what are these laws of the Almighty? There are three basic laws, and these three laws govern the entire creation. All happenings in creation, big as well as small, can be explained through these three laws. It is when we understand them and adjust our life according to them, that is then when we can swing in the will of the Almighty. Jibril is calling from Yanya. Hello, Jibril.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Jibril, calling from Yanya.
Go on.
Yes, sir. My question is, statement that man does an act, if man does something evil, is only attributed to the work of Satan or devil. Does it mean that as God is omnipresent, does it mean that the devil is being omnipresent to it, that everything that the man does is totally bad man that can be attributed to the work of devil?
All right. Now, do not let anybody deceive you. Do something that is wrong. Don't blame devil. You are the one that did it, and you are the one that must be responsible for the consequences. It's not the devil. It was you. Yes, the devil can never force you. He may tempt you, but he can never force you to do it. Lucifer can only put before you a temptation, but the human being must make a decision to fall to that temptation. It is in that decision, therein lies his responsibility. Many a time, somebody will do something wrong and he will start blaming the devil. But when he does something that is right and the harvest is due, he will not allow anybody to claim that good harvest. But the bad harvest, he says, it is the devil. You can see how inconsiderate man is. Everything man does, because man as a spirit has the capacity to make a free decision, and it is in this capacity to make a free decision lies also the responsibility. That is why it is said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap, many times over. Do not believe the wicked delusion that says that Jesus Christ has taken away your sins and then you don't need to do anything but just to believe in him. It is a delusion. It is like a narcotic that sends the spirit to sleep. Jesus did not come to take away your sins. He came to show you the way through the world. And it's only when we fall that we can then save ourselves. And that salvation itself is not free. You have to work for it. James is calling from First Tag. Hello, James. Hello, James.
Hello?
Yes, go on, please. Go on.
Hello?
Yes, we are on.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, go on. Go on, please.
Okay, my name is James.
All right.
Yeah. I want to understand your teaching about heaven and hell.
Okay. All right. Heaven is the spiritual realm. It lies above the material world. Hell is in the dark plains of the ethereal world. Now, the creation is divided into roughly two parts: the spiritual world, which is above, and also the material world, which is below. The spiritual world, the last plane of that spiritual world, is the paradise of the human spirit. The material world is also roughly divided into two. There is the gross material world, where we are now, and the ethereal world. The ethereal world is the world beyond. It is the temporary place of abode for the earthly departed. It too is divided into two parts. There is a light part, which light part is not yet paradise, and there is a dark part. The dark part of the ethereal world is the so-called hell. Alright, Okoso is calling from Idimu. Hello, Okoso.
Yeah, Doctor, good evening. Sir, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is Okoso calling from Idimu.
Go on.
Sir, there's something I want you to let us know more. Because every time you preach, you talk to us, you are telling us, let us recognize the will of God. Please, sir, can you just tell us, give us an example of this will you are talking always?
All right. Now, the will of the Almighty Creator manifests as the laws, the three basic laws. One law says, what you sow is what you reap. Our Lord Jesus Christ emphasized it. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. This law says that whatever it is you think, or whatever it is you say, or whatever it is you do, or whatever it is that comes from your heart, they are like seeds that you have sown. And these seeds will eventually bring harvest. Since you are the producer, you are the one that must reap the harvest. The harvest may come in this same earth life that you produce the seed. It can come when you pass into the beyond, or it can come when you reincarnate. Irrespective of what it is, it must come. Whether one is here in the material world or in the beyond. So that is one law. Then the other law says, birds of a feather flock together. That is the law of attraction of homogeneous species. This law of attraction of homogeneous species is the great guardian of order in the entire creation. It ensures that those that are of the same nature are attracted and come together. It is this law that brings about the formation of villages, towns, cities, and countries. When a soul is coming to this world, it will be attracted by this law to that region of the earth where it belongs, to that family, that language, that tongue. The law of attraction of homogeneous species ensures that it will go to where it belongs, where it needed, where it is of benefit to him. This law also works when man leaves the flesh. His soul will be attracted to those regions of the beyond where you have those are of the same nature. Whether they are good, it will be attracted to the good place. And if they are evil, you are attracted to the dark place, the plains of hell. And of course, that third law is the law of spiritual gravity, which states that anything that is heavy must sink. Evil is heavy. It makes the soul to become heavy and it must sink. Anything that is good is light. So it is the working of these three laws. These three laws work simultaneously on man. Every moment, every single second, they are working on man and adjusting and pulling people together, separating people, and then guiding them to where they must reap what they deserve. So it is the duty of man to know how these laws actually are and learn to organize his life and adjust his life according to them. Oladele is calling from you. Hello, Oladele.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You are on. Good evening.
My name is Oladele.
Okay.
I'm calling from Lagos.
Okay.
Please, I want to ask, what will happen to the earth after the rapture?
All right. Now, the rapture is also... Hello? Yes, we understand your question. Just listen. Listen to the radio for the response. Listen to the radio for the response. The rapture is not the way many imagine it. Rapture is the state of highest bliss, the greatest happiness the human spirit is able to bear. Those mature spirits who are in paradise constantly experience rapture. So for a man to experience it, he has to, of course, shed his cloak and be there. But man cannot experience rapture. The thing that can give him that rapture is the recognition of Almighty Creator is the greatest happiness the human spirit can ever have. And yes, so this earth life, this material world, is a transient world. It can only last for a short time. After a while, it must also disintegrate. All right, Mr. Heredia is calling from Abuja.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
My question is that...
What's your question?
The apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ...
Yes.
Peter and others, including St. Matthew, they testified and witnessed and reported that Jesus Christ, our Lord, walked on the sea as a miracle. Why is it that the Green Method is refusing to accept this fact? Because the power of God in working miracle is mysterious and beyond any human reasoning.
All right, listen to
please
the radio.
Explain.
All right, listen to the radio for the response. Now, in the first place, you are misunderstanding the power of the Almighty or the Creator himself. You imagine that the divinity can only show itself through arbitrary actions. Just like an earthly king who arbitrarily repeals sentence passed by his equally arbitrary judges. It is in that way you look at the Almighty, who will just, because he's the Almighty, he can then do and undo. That is not, that does not show perfection. That is not the true belief. If you truly believe the Almighty, the first place to start is know that the Almighty Creator is perfect. Perfection demands that there is no alteration. Anywhere where there is possibility of further alteration, that there is no perfection. So the laws of the Almighty are perfect from the very beginning, and they will continue to be so. Now, concerning the issue of miracle, miracles are not arbitrary actions. They are not. That is where the error is. You think that because it's a miracle, it is something that is done arbitrarily. It is not so. Every single one of the miracles performed by Jesus Christ are in accordance with the laws of his Father. That was why Jesus Christ himself said, I've come to fulfill the laws, not to overthrow them. He can never act against the laws of his Father. So it is only through human ignorance and lack of knowledge that many of these things find their way in the scriptures. Jesus Christ did not walk on water. It is not possible. He did not turn wine, water to wine. It is not possible. But he healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind. Those are possibilities. They are working according to the law. He raised the dead. He raised Lazarus from the dead. These are possibilities because it occurs with the law. It is your duty to know how it occurs, but not just to believe anything and consider it a miracle. Miracles are not arbitrary actions. So, it is now your duty as a seeking soul to find out how all these things come to pass. Examine the great message if you are a true and genuine seeking soul. You find the answers there. All right, more text message. Okay, another caller here. Lovelin is calling from Kaduna. Hello, Lovelin.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right, speaking, that's another fraud perpetrated by the so-called priests and preachers and pastors. They count on the ignorance of the people and try to deceive the people. Ask the one who is speaking in tongues, what exactly is he saying? He can't tell you. He will say that it is the language of the spirit. It is nothing like that. What happened was that at that time, the disciples of Jesus foregathered in a room in Jerusalem, according to how the Lord instructed them. And at the proper hour, they received the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this power of the Holy Spirit is not something that occurred only one time. It has been occurring since creation came into existence. It is this power that the Holy Spirit pours out at regular intervals that maintains the entire creation. At that time, the disciples gathered and it coincided with the time when this power was poured out. They did not receive the Holy Spirit, but they received the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that pours out the power and they received it. But the power they received was so enormous that each was able to speak in his own native tongue to the people who are foregathered to hear them. And the people who did not even speak the native tongues of the disciples were able to understand what they were saying. And how did it happen? Because of the enormous power, the disciples were speaking, but the spirit of the listeners were under they were speaking. This is what is termed speaking in tongues. The language the disciples spoke is a known language, their native tongues. It's not something gibberish nonsense that people call speaking in tongues today. The listeners themselves, they have their own language, known language. So we must understand this process and don't let anybody deceive you. Our last caller, Latif, is calling from Ilorin. Hello, Latif.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, Latif calling from Ilorin.
Please go on. The great message is not in any way related to any organization, is not in any way related to any society, is not in any way related to any sect. The great message stands completely on its own, and it is not connected with any. But any soul who is seeking, who wants to know about the truth, he should examine the great message. And so we come to the end of today's transmission, but let's remind our listeners, public lectures coming up on Sunday, 22nd of February, venue, OGS Plaza, Ajumo Bus Stop, Ajumo Ogun State. Topic, the heart is a school while paradise is the actual home of man. Then also on Sunday, 22nd of February, venue of lecture, Grail Information Center, Tombia / Amasoma Road by Ziak Hotel, Etegwe, Yenagwa. Topic, human existence and success. Then on the 1st of March, venue of lecture is Maximum Tees Hall off Agbado Road, Alakuko, Lagos. The topic is based on a great message in Yoruba language. And on the 15th of March, 2015, venue of lecture, Nurses House by Lafia Township Stadium, Lafia. And it is based on the great message. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and creation in general. Now, after this program, for those who may still wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298 or 0803-315-7493. our website www.truthofliferadio.com, email info@truthofliferadio.com. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abrushin, author of The Great Mercy. And that's it tonight. Until we meet next Sunday, I'm Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.
Original independent radio station.
And I want to see you dance, baby, no fun, man. It is a serious case every time we boys, they come around.
Come around, come around. Do your dance, show me style. Do it left, do it right. Do it bad, do it good, do it.
This one I might dance, yo. This one I might dance, yo. Yeah, follow me to dance, yo. Follow me to dance, yo. This one I might dance, yo. This one I might dance, yo. Yeah, follow me to dance, yo. Follow me to dance, yo.
Wata rawa, rawa. Mata ku karkata baya. Ku jijjiga jiki da baya. Ku zo mu je gidan rawa, gidan rawa. Ga fili ga doki. Ka mu je mu watsa shoki. Ko mu yi na dadi shoki. Ni da ke mu yi shi loki, yi shi loki.
DJ play the beat, put it on repeat. When they hear the beat, them go stand for their feet. DJ play the beat, put it on repeat. When they hear the beat, them go stand for your
feet. And I want to see you dance, baby, no fun, man. It is a serious case every time we boys, they come around.
Come around, come around. Do your dance, show me style. Do it left, do it right. Do it bad.
This one I might dance, yo. This one I might dance, yo.
Yeah, follow me to dance, yo. Follow me to dance, yo.
This one I might dance, yo. This one I might dance, yo.
Yeah, follow me to dance, yo. Follow me to dance, yo.
Watarawa. Oh yeah, shake 'em, no fear. Oh yeah, break 'em, leave 'em. Person go pick up. From the top. Oh yeah, oh yeah, shake 'em, no fear. Oh yeah, break 'em, leave 'em. I say person go pick up. I don't come to fight you. Power by mighty, yo. I'll ride your bicycle. I go lick you
like an icicle. I don't come to fight you. Power by mighty. I go lick you like an icicle. Ride you like a bicycle. And I want to see you dance, baby, no fault, man. It is a serious case every time we boys, they come around.
Come around, come around. Do your dance, show me style. We have, do it right, do it bad. Do it good, do it
good. This one am I dancing, yo. This one am I dancing, yo. Oh yeah, follow me to dancing, yo. Follow me to dancing, yo. This one am I dancing, yo. This one am I dancing, yo. Oh yeah, follow me to dancing, yo.
So many bad girls there.
Oya pos, oya pos, oya throw it. Ego, wow, ego, wow, ego, wow.
Ray Power for Lagos.
This is the Soul Serenade. You're listening to the Soul Serenade.
You've been on my mind. I grow funder every day, lose myself in time, just thinking of your face. God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forget your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. Promise I'm worthy to hold in your arms. So come on.
Kanye the best in the game, now we got that thing clear. Kanye West is the name, Southside up in here. Y'all stole the soul, y'all awesome clones. Y'all need to change y'all tone. I control the go, mother. Close the door, like the weed and let the doja blow. Why you geek balling, no girl? You ain't been around before. Why my chain rosy go? Why my wrist below zero? How the hell I know below? Why them girls say you know means no?
No means no, just as sure as green means go. Green means.